As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
Get it? The Bird Show.
All right, so I have gotten, I guess it's two text messages from friends that have the same theme. And I'm not exactly sure how to answer them without being offensive. So I thought, you know what? Rather than text them, I'll just talk about them on the radio.
Cool. That's and just send them this link to the podcast?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Or they might be listening. And there's no easy really way to say this, but both of them, the theme of it was this. Hey, Bird, are you okay? Me? Yeah, I'm doing great. Why? What's up? Haven't talked in a while. He's like, yeah, you know, I just don't hear from you a lot anymore. And yeah, you're just not out nearly as much. And I just want to check in with you and make sure you're okay, right? Which is really nice, but it's come from two different people. And I'm not exactly, or haven't been, sure on how to answer it. Because the truth is, and this is going to kind of hurt, I think when there's sometimes you just get to a point in your life where you only have so much time in the day, mm-hmm. right? Mm. So if your life is a pie chart, right, you have to make the things that are priority and give it the largest piece of that pie. And then everything else is kind of those little itty bitty slivers, right? So as I am trying to figure out how to make time for this and how to make time for my fiance and my kids, right? And my friends and my social life also. I have, maybe you guys are going through this also. I just feel like my social circle, the time for it is just getting smaller and smaller and smaller.
Absolutely.
And for those that I haven't reached out to, and I'm certainly not going out nearly as much, I moved way outside of the city, and most of my friends are in the city. So that definitely had something to do with it for a while. Then I got closer to the city, but I'm just not going out as much, you know? My fiance and I, we have kids, but we have custody on different weeks sometimes. So if I'm not spending one-on-one time with her alone, then that's a pretty important relationship to me. I also feel like I haven't been as accessible to a lot of friends in my life because that piece of the pie is just smaller and smaller and smaller. So how do you like sort of tell somebody that, sorry, I'm not around and I'm not available as much, but I'm prioritizing things and like...
And you're not a priority?
And you're like... How do you say something like that, man? Mm-hmm.
Well, it's happened to me, but I have an obvious shift in priorities, and that's the fact I had a kid.
Right.
So people, especially in having a young kid, and that eats up more of your time, and your fellow parents and friends that are parents will totally understand that, right? And you'll get back to a point when they start going to, you know, school, and you'll have a little more free time. You know, that's a lie, because then they're in all these different activities, and all these, like, if they do sports or theater or whatever. Anyway, so that's kind of built in, and I don't even have to say it. People know it. For you, I think with your business, the addition of a new business and then moving as far away as you did, I think that was just to be expected.
But I mean, I did move in closer, so I think I could probably go and hang out if I wanted to make that kind of time, but again, I really enjoy my one-on-one time with my fiance. It is really, really important for us to have that. So I know that I have couple friends that a lot of their social time are couples hanging out with couples, which I think is really, really beautiful and works with a lot of people. And I love doing that. But I also think my one-on-one time with Tiffany is small and really, really important. And that's a priority for me. There's also another aspect to this, too, is that I am really trying to cut down on my drinking a lot. And for my entire life, I have surrounded myself with people like me, man, that like to party and heavy drinkers. And when I go out, I haven't figured out how to only have like one drink and then call it a night. So I am completely avoiding the situations whatsoever. In fact, my friend had a big old party on Saturday night, and everybody that I've known for the last 20 years was going to be there. And I had some other things going on. But one of the decisions that I made to not go was like, I just knew that if I went, that I am not at a place yet to be able to turn down that kind of alcohol. And I didn't want to put myself in that situation. I didn't want to be hung over the next day. And generally, if I go in, I'm going in hard. And I just don't think I'm ready for that yet.
And I think that right there, that's what you need to say. And mm-hmm. I think any true friend would understand that. You right now are trying to establish a healthier relationship with alcohol. And so for events like that, you're just going to have to sit them out and find other ways to hang out with your friends that don't involve alcohol.
I'm hoping to evolve. And I don't know. I don't put a label on these things. I don't know if it's called alcoholism, whatever it is, but I have certainly had a dysfunctional relationship with alcohol that I've told you guys about for over a decade. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping it develops into a point where I can go to a place like that and everybody's drinking, having a great time, and shots are all around me, and I'm the one like going, hey, have a great time, guys. I'm just going to sip on my club soda. I just know I'm not there yet.
Yeah, this has actually been one of the hardest lessons I think I've had to learn in recent times, because I feel like I'm constantly having to reiterate to people who I do love. Like, I legit have like 7 jobs, and I'm trying to be good at all of them, and that it takes the majority of time out of my life. So I think I've just gotten to a point of realizing that no matter what you do, there are people who are going to make you feel guilty every time they talk to you of, you know, I haven't heard from you in a while. Mm-hmm. And in my mind, I'm like, well, you should kind of understand that. But the people who are really like there because they're supposed to be, I feel mm-hmm. like they'll always get it. And nothing will change. And even if we only speak twice a year, those 2 times will be like they always were, because that's just genuinely a part of growing and adulting, I feel like.
See, and I agree with that, but then again, I don't, because I'm like, if these are true friends, they're important mm-hmm. and they're a priority, and you foster those relationships and you take care of those relationships because you care about those people, no matter how many jobs you have and no matter how packed your life is.
But at some point or another, don't you have to prioritize yes. things, and some things just fall off, and not everybody can be like an A-list friend, right?
100%.
Well, hopefully you don't do that to your A-list friends.
Well, they're few and far between now. So. It's The Bert Show.
Get it? The Bert Show.